Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. A team that needs people to join it. It's the Maryland Terrapins men's basketball program because they all gone. Kevin Willard went to Villanova. Like Chris Nockey said, like a thief in the night, I believe, when he joined Doc over the weekend. We know that Juju Reese and Selton Miguel, they are out of eligibility. They cannot return. Derek Queen most likely headed to the NBA draft, so he will not be there. And we get the news yesterday that both Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice entered the transfer portal. So the entire Crab Five has left College Park.
Yes.
My buddy told me yesterday, last night he texted me this, that he thinks Gillespie's going to Tennessee for $1.5
million. So that's triple what he was making.
That's a lot of dough.
You know what he was making at Maryland? It's been reported?
Well, it's not been reported, but he was making about half a mil.
Wow.
So who knows? I mean, he's been rumored to be going to Tennessee for a while, but you know, the price keeps going up like daily.
Yeah. I saw that Deshaun Harris Smith also entered the portal.
We knew that was going to happen.
But that anytime that guy came on the floor, I was just like, okay, lockdown defensive player. Please don't give him. Do not let that guy shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, a disappointment. I mean, that guy was
he was a highly recruited.
It was very ballyhooed PVI recruit.
Big recruit. And you, now
huge,
he departs.
Huge get for the program.
Or so they
Have you heard that Buzz already interviewed? My understanding is he's already interviewed.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, it's got legs.
I haven't seen anything.
Which I'm kind of surprised. And I got a text yesterday from someone that kind of is in the know, you know. Just a rumor that Buzz Williams sent out a thank you to all the A&M people. Thanks for being here. Oh. Thanks for having me.
So maybe it's a done deal.
I don't know, man. It's got legs.
I was reading that the offense coordinator of UConn's offense, Murray, was the leading guy.
He's on a short list. That's what I've been told for sure.
Let me paint an optimistic picture.
But, you know,
I'm not saying I completely believe in this, but the optimistic picture is what Willard did, okay, thief in the night, that's all true. But now Maryland knows they have to increase the NIL money towards basketball. Now they've got more money that they're willing to give to the next coach for a contract. So he laid the foundation and clean slate, right? Your new coach, you can bring in guys via the transfer portal and mold the team that you want.
It's a little late.
But you got to get on it now.
Yeah, it's a little late. That's
a lot of these guys are making their commitments.
You're asking him to do something when the cupboard's pretty bare out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to put his staff together. And I'm sure he's thought about this. I'm sure if Buzz Williams comes in, he's already got his team coming in. He's got his staff.
And as we said yesterday.
But it's got to be announced.
And he may have players.
He had a decent NIL, bag. Last year, that's how he got all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get Derek Queen in there for, some bubble yum. I mean, you paid him a good amount. You paid Gillespie a good amount. You paid these guys. That's how they got there in the first place. So.
They probably had in the 3.5 to 4 range, but Willard probably wanted more like 6 or 7.
Well,
the reports are that Villanova is going to give him 6 for that. So that's, you add a couple million to that, that's, you can get some serious dough for that.
Did you guys see the letter from Len Elmore
that
was on Twitter where he basically penned an open letter about the state of the coaching search and the program?
He wants a Terp.
I mean, it's pretty long. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read some snippets from it. He starts with, there will be more to come, but I've been contacted by so many members of the Terp basketball player family who are beside themselves seeing what has happened to our beloved program that it's necessary to speak for us all. The quest by fans, media types, and donor influencers to merely win the press conference by taking a, quote, big swing and hiring an outsider who leaves one program to coach the Terps only to leave after a few years is maddening. Programs like Duke and North Carolina, to name a few, hire their own and promote their own and are models of consistency. The AD leaders are from within the family, if not outright alumni. And then he basically just goes on to say, it's time to hire somebody from inside the family.
Well, that's the problem.
It's time to hire a loyal Terp.
We've all been talking about it. Yeah. There aren't that many to choose from.
There aren't
that many. You're not going to hire Blake, who hasn't coached in 5 years and just coached a couple at the NBA level. Simp is not, it sounds like he's pulling out. He's going to sign an extension. Who are you going to hire?
I don't know. Again, I don't know.
It's not going to be a former Terp.
I'd like to see who's
maybe
off.
A former staff guy, like a Tony Skin.
I don't think just because Simpkins was extended doesn't mean he won't be hired. It's just the school's trying to cover their ass and get money from the bigger school for the buyout.
Okay.
If you extend Tony Skin or you extend Simpkins, they're just looking for the buyout money.
Maryland. It's my understanding that it's not going to happen, but you might be right. It's a good move. But my understanding, I don't think Simpkins is going to get that job.
Yeah, and Tony just signed an extension.
Yeah, Tony just signed an extension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at least Tony was. The thing is, it's hard to consider him Terp family. I mean, he coached there a couple years, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like
it was a
long
time assistant.
But I mean, if it's Buzz Williams,
he's outside the family.
He's outside, but he's got a name, and he's been a winner. But they just got to get the ball rolling on this, man. I mean, you can't wait till next week.
Well, it sounds like the ball is rolling.
Oh, it's definitely rolling, but it might not be rolling in the direction that some guys like Len Elmore want it.
The other problem is, again, we've talked about this for the last couple of days, but the fact that there's nobody really in charge, that they've got a group of people.
Huge problem.
They've got a group of people, and maybe the president of the university makes the ultimate call, but they've got a group of people that are throwing these names out and trying to make the decision as opposed to one.
You can't just take a job if you're a high-profile guy and not know who the AD is. I'd be even shocked how Buzz Williams could do it, unless maybe they tell him he can have a say in who they hire.
Unless Daryl Pine says, look, I'm making the decision. Here it is. Here's your salary, 5-year deal.
Here's your term,
and here's your revenue for the basketball program. We'll put it in your contract.
Yeah, but the AD is such a critical factor.
I agree.
I mean, it's totally critical. Agree with that. We're constantly having turmoil with our ADs and our coaches here at Maryland. It's like super annoying.
Buzz Williams or whoever winds up being there just thinks, well, I'm going to be more powerful than the AD, so it's not going to matter.
Good luck.
I don't know.
Good luck with that. AD's pretty powerful.
But when we had Jeff Furman on, was that yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. He said, remember he said, we were talking about the Buzz Williams thing, and he said that was mainly from Buzz Williams' camp that they were interested, that it wasn't necessarily from Maryland's camp.
Right.
That they were reaching out to Buzz. Who knows what to believe?
Well, my understanding is he's definitely at least had a phone interview.
I'm sure he has. Maybe he's had multiple.
Yeah.
But, I would think that this would be announced sometime this week, if not, today or tomorrow.
But they still do mention Drabby's boy, Bill Murray's son, Luke Murray.
I'm not saying Luke Murray wouldn't be a good coach, but I know Maryland fans would be blah on Luke Murray.
I would. Maybe he'd be great, but I'd be blah on him.
I mean, he might be a great guy, great coach. Who knows? But I know Maryland fans, backers will go blah.
EB, you get the uptick, though, of Bill Murray being in the stands at Xfinity.
Yeah.
He stinks. I just can't believe all
He's one of America's great comedic minds, Bill Murray.
I don't know. All these years, I can't believe that we don't have more coaches in the world.
In the pipeline?
Yeah, in the pipeline. It's unbelievable.
Gary had
all the guys we've sent to the league.
He had longtime assistants like Jimmy Patsos. I mean, I don't think you're going to bring Jimmy Patsos back. I love Jimmy Patsos, but I don't think he'd be a serious contender for the job.
He's out of the mix.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
years ago.
He's a guy with Maryland ties.
We would have pushed for Lonergan years ago, but you know, I was thinking about it yesterday. Lonergan left GW in 2016.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been almost 10 years.
Yeah. If the things didn't happen or he got screwed by that AD, he'd still be coaching somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
Who knows where, but he'd still be
putting together a Hall of Fame resume.
He'd still be coaching, yes.
Yeah.
But I guess a lot of the top guys didn't get into coaching.
I guess. It's crazy.
You know, Steve Blake coached a couple years as an assistant.
Just be a bum that's an assistant.
I mean,
Juan Dixon
did get into coaching. I don't think he had a lot of success.
Believe me, I thought about Juan, too.
But that's
you can't hire him off that track record at conference.
Even though he's a Maryland legend. You can't hire him with that coaching resume.
No.
Because this is an important hire, post Kevin Willard.
It's massive.
Like, this is a big one. You can't afford to mess this one up.
Yeah.
What's Evers Burns doing?
Evers Burns.
I don't think he's coaching.
I mean,
you know what else is shocking?
I played pickup ball with Evers Burns when I was in Towson, and he came down the lane. You think I tried to stop him?
Good luck.
I played
that.
The world's best matador defense and just let him dunk in my face.
I think I'm on some like Facebook group of like, not that I'm on Facebook, but you know, I go on probably 5 times a year, but I think I'm a member or something of like Terp alums or something, like Terp Hoops. You know how many have died? Like Gerard, Keon McCoy. Like there's the list of guys, former players, that are our age or younger are in that. It's shocking.
I know. It's kind of alarming.
There's like 7 or 8 or 9 of them.
I know.
Bunch of them. Maybe that's why we don't have any coaches. They're all freaking dead. I don't know, Cakes. I can't believe we don't have more in the pipeline.
A lot of them just didn't go into coaching, obviously.
Yeah.
Gary Williams doesn't have the most fruitful coaching tree. And it's not a slight on Gary Williams, just some of those guys just didn't go into that profession.
Well, you could say that for tons of programs.
Right.
But Duke has a lot.
Okay, well.
Carolina has a lot.
Duke might be, those might be like the cream of the crop.
Like if we hired Chris Collins, like I think he's actually a great coach. Like he coaches his ass off. I've seen him steal games from us through the years. It'd be horrified to hire him.
Why, just because he's a dookie?
Such a dookie.
Yeah.
It would make my stomach just...
It wouldn't be great, but he's so far removed from his Duke days that I think you, especially if they win, you'd be able to handle it.
I guess, but dude, he just screams Duke to me.
Like, you can't hire Wojo. Like, that guy
I think it's the same thing.
I can't have him in College Park.
You can't...
But it's... I can see where you would have some hesitation there.
I can't hire him. I'm sorry. I can't. And I think he's actually a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. They got to get this figured out quickly. Are there any
now,
names?
Now, Rice could still come back. Going back to what you led off with, that they have no players.
Rice and Gillespie,
the backcourt, entered the transfer portal. Rice could come back.
Of course.
I mean, sure. But, I mean, I'm guessing he's going to get offers from other schools.
Yeah, he'll get a good offer from here because he's hometown.
EB, I've got a coach for you. Huh? I had to check if he was alive.
Who?
He's got a lot of coaching experience.
Yeah.
He's an all-time great Terp.
Yeah.
He was a number one pick in draft.
Go ahead.
NBA draft.
Yeah.
And he coached the Spurs, the Sixers, the Nuggets, the Cavs, the Clippers, the Rockets. John Lucas.
Dude. You might be 90.
Well, you were just talking about coaching pipeline.
Yeah.
That's a Terp.
I mean, that would have been a good hire 25 years ago. Maybe
John Lucas is 71.
Yeah.
Coached with the Rockets 2 seasons ago.
Wow. I'm shocked by that. Shocked that he
hasn't been a head coach in quite a long time.
No, in forever. Well, have there been any names thrown out there for the AD position?
I haven't heard.
That's just like on the back burner right now. They're in such a sort of panic.
I haven't heard any.
I think they got to get the coach first. I know usually so you get the AD and then they hire the coach. I don't think they have that.
They might not
time
have that luxury.
At this point.
They might not.
All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you what one college football program is doing to put a bunch of butts in the seats. And it seems like a great idea. We'll tell you what it is next. So pretty.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Cool college football story that came out yesterday. So if you're going to go to a Coastal Carolina home football game this upcoming season.
People go to those?
I mean, this
people is, around the school.
Yeah, I mean, people that go to the school that like Coastal Carolina, that are into the Chanticleers, they go to the games. But this is going to draw more people to the games. How about free food at the stadium?
Free concessions.
Free concessions.
Just food.
Food, drinks. Now, not alcoholic drinks,
right?
But
Cokes.
Anybody that goes to the game can go up to the concession stand and get popcorn, nachos, soft drinks, hot dogs for free.
That's huge.
Unlimited, every time.
Is that for the entire season?
That's what it appears to be. They announced it yesterday, and it's not an April Fool's joke.
If it's true, it's brilliant.
It's a great marketing ploy.
Yeah, all of these teams that have either brought down concession prices. Mm-hmm. You know, Atlanta got famous for doing it a couple years ago when they made everything $5, I believe. I think they all should be praised because it's outrageous. We are blessed that we have connections and get to go to games largely for free. But let's say you take your family to a Caps game.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for everything. From parking.
Like I'm going to do Sunday.
Right. From parking to the tickets to the food.
My bill Sunday for the game at the Islanders to watch Ovi.
It's a little bit of a high ticket game because you're in the middle of the chase.
Middle of the grade A chase. But for three tickets, and parking, and this is without any food, that bill is about, it's about $650. And that's not counting food, gas, tolls, everything.
So right, if you get your $1,000 trip,
it's gonna be close to that. Yeah.
If you get your nachos and your beer,
yum, yes,
you're spending $30
easily.
Oh yeah,
easily.
Some of these beers are like $15, $18, $19.
So fans are permitted to acquire 4 free items per trip to the concession stand from a selection of hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks.
I don't know what I would choose.
So is it a max? It's a max.
No.
Fans,
no,
every time you, you could go and have 20 dogs if you could eat 20 hot dogs. 20
times. Fans won't be limited to a certain number of concession stand visits, although they will be required to scan their trips through the Coastal Carolina Athletics app.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm. But, you can just go unlimited times.
You're going to get unlimited.
Draft, this draft. Road
you have
trip.
To do the app.
Draft.
So, should we go?
Free nachos?
Go. Of course.
A free unlimited nachos.
September 6th.
How far is Coastal Carolina?
Kate? I mean, it's in Myrtle Beach.
So it's eight and a half hours?
It's a little far.
I mean,
it's over my 6-hour
drive. But it's a great bit that they're doing.
Average attendance at games was about 15,000. They say it's one of the lowest averages in the Sun Belt Conference.
Look, so they're looking to boost the attendance.
Yeah.
This is a great way to
do it. What kind of impact will it have, though?
Well, and then if you get on the app, they're going to send you a million requests for money and donations.
Yeah, that's fine.
Part of the deal.
You delete the app the next day.
Yeah, you delete. There's a lot of deleting going on.
How many? Because listen, will that draw students? Free concessions?
Sure.
Yes.
I would think
absolutely.
So.
Yes. When you're a student.
I mean, when you're a starving college student, you just love free food.
You would go anywhere for free pizza.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Is pizza one of the items?
Pizza's not on the list here, but
I'm just saying like to some intramural group is having a function, a get together to learn more about trying to try out or play.
Right.
And they'll advertise free pizza and free beer.
Yeah. We used to always look for free happy hour wings.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
so here you
a thing.
Get to go watch a college football game. And you get as many nachos and hot dogs and sodas and popcorn as you want.
Cakes, give me your top 2 Coastal Carolina football players.
Of all time?
17 have been in the NFL.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I could name one.
Valdez should know one.
Isaiah Likely.
Oh, that's right. Likely. Forgot him.
Well, who else?
And another one that was kind of a disappointment here.
Yeah.
But he was ballyhooed before.
Okay.
He was an acquisition by the Washington Redskins probably 8 to 10 years ago.
And he went
ago.
To Coastal Carolina? Did he play offense or defense?
Defense.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Josh Norman.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he's a Coastal Carolina guy. That's right.
Coastal Carolina.
And they've actually been a decent program. Not last year, but they've had 11 win seasons, 10 win seasons.
When Chadwell was there, and he left for Liberty, but when he was there, they were good.
Right. They've been decent.
Yeah.
This is not one of the worst teams in college football, but they clearly want to boost attendance.
Also, Tyler Thigpen.
I wonder what's the enrollment backup of Coastal? I'm guessing 10,000 students.
Yeah, I don't know.
8 to 10,000.
Is it on the water, or is it
that? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Just near, maybe a couple miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all that ocean front is either condos or golf courses, right?
About 10,000, Jason, answer your question.
10,000, yeah, makes sense.
So will that draw the general public? I think it would draw the general public. How much are the tickets?
If they have a horrific team, it's not going to draw.
Yeah, you take the family. Maybe think one about time. It, you take your family to a game. Like you said, you don't have to pay for any of the concessions. It's a huge, say that they can't charge that much for tickets. Now, did they boost the ticket prices? In conjunction with this?
I don't know.
But if what's a ticket to a Coastal Carolina football game? $20?
30 or $40.
You think it's that much?
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Yeah. I go. Take
but
my
concessions.
Family. We go every
I think
quarter.
It takes you. Yeah. I think the price of concessions and just the price of everything around sports takes you away from going to many games.
I agree. Of course.
It's outrageous.
People don't stop.
Well, other teams and other sports are doing this. I know the Nats. Weren't the Nats talking about?
They've lowered the prices.
Giving away free stuff, but they lowered the prices.
Right, for kids, they do. It's an amazing deal.
What is it with the kids?
Kids eat free. You go there and your kid gets a sack lunch of a hot dog.
There's
and
also,
chip.
I think it's on Tuesdays. They have Value Tuesdays now at Nats Park, where I think it's that menu you're talking about, there's 8 or 10 items that they really reduce the price.
And there's some places do value menus,
right?
and they're at certain sections in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think more teams should follow Coastal Carolina's lead.
You know what? Maryland should do it.
You know
get
what?
Some more people in the stadium.
It wouldn't be a horrible idea because
be a great idea.
They could use some more butts in the seats
mm-hmm.
at Maryland Stadium or CQ Field, whatever it's called, whatever right. it's called this season.
No, if I could go to a game and get like a free hot dog and nachos,
yeah. popcorn,
I literally would go after every quarter. I would just get more food.
Of course, you would always load up.
Why wouldn't I?
Definitely load up.
Yeah. Definitely would be an incentive to go to the game.
That's a great idea.
So hopefully other schools jump in on that.
You're a starving college kid in the fourth quarter. You think you wouldn't go down and get some nachos
just to
go?
Food?
Yeah, get some nachos to go.
Right on the way
take
out.
Back to the dorm.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
How many kids
get
would do
four
that?
Four orders of them.
They go in there, get their food, and they go home. I bet a lot of kids will do that.
It's probably
they get in there, get, use their student ticket, get in there, and just load up on food.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now you only could get three items at a time.
I mean, no, four.
Oh, it's
get
four.
Four.
Like for certain Terps games, I think it was when Kurt was there. It might have been recently too, but the students would leave. A lot of them would leave like at halftime,
mm-hmm.
and in order to incentivize them to stay, they would do like big cash giveaways, like $1,000, maybe up to $5,000,
right.
just to keep people in the stands past halftime.
And it still wasn't working for most of the students.
I don't know how effective it was, but
yeah.
they were trying anything just to keep the students in the stands for the entire game.
I know oftentimes athletes are given like a certain number of games that they have to attend to support their other, mm-hmm. you know, their other teams
right.
within the athletic department. And oftentimes guys will go and they get their ticket punched or whatever. And then they leave after one quarter.
Right.
I mean, they got their ticket punched. They mm-hmm. go there for 10 minutes and then they leave.
Yeah.
But if you had free food.
Free food's a game changer.
Free food's
big
a big
time.
Game changer.
Big time game changer.
And for
changer.
Cakes, free soda.
Well,
free soda's part of it.
Free soda's amazing.
Well, the amount that they're giving away is kind of crazy.
You know what? Valdez, you probably know this. I think at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, you can buy like a $4 cup of soda, and then they have
free refills. That's part of the value menu there.
It's a bonanza. Drab, let's put Camden Yards on the road trip list as well. $4 soda, all you can drink.
Locked in.
That's a great deal.
Is there any way the campus can give out, like, I'm sure Coastal Carolina's campus or their stadium doesn't have beer, but like mm-hmm. Bird Stadium, is there any possible way to give out beer to students who
free
are
free beer?
Yeah, one free beer.
No.
One free beer. So if you're 21 and over, all right, and, you're, and
I
you
like
get
a free, voucher.
All right, like brainstorm with
yeah,
you're
I
21
like
and over.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. The student portal, the student database
mm-hmm.
knows your age, and if you're able
use
to
your print, student ID.
If you're able to download a ticket, or print out a ticket,
print out like a voucher or whatever,
it comes with a voucher, and you're able to, for a one-time scan use. You go to the Flying Dog thing that's in the stadium, and you can get a free beer.
I like it. I like the concept.
Would that incentivize Terps students to go?
Yes. I mean, sure. Free alcohol. Yes,
I just think
would always incentivize students.
I think it's very doable, very easy.
Yeah.
to accomplish.
I can limit it to one.
So you download your ticket. You have your QR code for your ticket, and you have a separate QR code that's scannable for a free beer in the stadium. And then you can't like rescan it.
I like it. Send it over to the interim athletic director and let them know your idea.
I will.
Yeah.
I think you should. I'm not even mocking you. I think it's a really good idea. As long as they can't turn it into 8 or 10 free beers. Like, as long as it's just a one-time use.
Yeah.
You know, get them in the door. I think it's a good idea.
I think there's got to be some schools that do that.
What?
They just allow one, they give you one free ticket for a beer.
Like, you can't, like, you're unable to transfer this QR code.
Right.
Like, you can't send it, and you can't, like, I guess you could screen grab it.
Yeah. You know what? We're workshopping at Valdez. It's in the embryonic stage here.
You just got to make sure it's got to be limited. If you do, it's got to be limited.
Yeah.
One scan and then it disappears.
There's way too much liability involved.
Yeah.
I don't think QR codes you can like rescan. Like it already knows it scanned it once.
Right.
So it's in the system, so you can't double scan.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it.
Mm. There you go.
I like the way you're thinking over there.
Head on down to Coastal Carolina against Charleston Southern, September 6th, their home opener.
Very nice.
Get all the free hot dogs.
Bye week. Do we have the schedule yet? No.
The Commanders?
No.
No. Comes out like in May.
May. Okay.
Got a ways to go.
All right, let's go to Earl. This is my buddy Earl. I know Earl. Hey, bud. How are you, Earl?
Hey, I'm good, Eric. You know, I'm down here at Coastal. I coach the men's lacrosse team in the middle of the season right now. But if we have a football team wasn't great this year, but it's a great place to watch a game. You know, we're famous for our teal-colored turf.
Yes.
The stadium's it's small. It's not a big stadium.
How many does it hold?
I think it holds 25,000, maybe.
Well, that's plenty big, though.
It's intimate. Yeah. I like it.
I like it.
It's a good-looking stadium. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Brooks Stadium.
The key to it is sitting on the shade side. Early in the season, as you know, down here, it's hot.
Well, not even there. Like, if you go to the Terp Stadium to, like, a late August, early September game, and if you're on the wrong side,
that's brutal.
The non-press box side, you're getting roasted.
It looks like, from where I see it, it looks like the stadium isn't that far from water, right? I see an overhead. How far is it?
Well, to the ocean, it's about a 25-minute ride.
Oh, it is? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But hey, you guys, EB, you know you got a place to stay with me.
Thank you.
Coach Earl. Go get free nachos. Yeah, road trip incoming.
You never know. Do you think this will help, this promotion?
The stadium, the kids come to the games.
The students
come to the games. But they're famous for, at halftime, if we're not doing very well, they're back out in the parking lot. They're like typical college kids.
Right.
They're back out in the parking lot,
right.
You know.
Right. All right, Earl, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Good luck
right,
the rest
EB,
of the way.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Look at EB,
Coach,
with your connections down at Coastal Carolina.
my old guy. I think Pete Strickland used to coach out there years ago, right? Wasn't that his one D1 head job?
Yeah.
Coastal?
So good idea by Coastal Carolina.
Was he at Coastal or was he at...
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Or was he at Charleston?
No, he was at Coastal. I'm 99% sure.
All right, coming up a bit later, we'll do EB's commercial break film study. That's coming up at 8:45. And at 9 o'clock, we'll talk Final Four and Maryland Hoops with Randolph Childress, Hoops Analyst for the ACC Network. That's coming up later here on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday, Amy showed me a TikTok video. It was a compilation of the crowds that were in D.C. over the past weekend for the cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
couldn't believe it because it looked like...
It looked like July 4th.
It looked like July 4th.
I know.
And I heard reports that like people were waiting up, like circling, looking for parking spots for 3+ hours. I mean, it looked like utter chaos and just pandemonium.
Well, when I'm leaving to, getting out of the city and I'm going over that 395 bridge, I'm not sure what bridge it is, but you know, the monument's right there. Mm-hmm. And there's a line of cars just getting into, and buses, because there's tons of buses.
Right.
People just waiting to get in there to go park, to walk around. Then you can see all the people walking around to view the cherry blossoms. It's unbelievable.
I got a message from
There are tens of thousands of people out there.
I got a message from a guy who used to call into the show a lot that we love, Sacktown Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, seriously, why so many white people get psyched to see the hurting cherry blossoms? It's a show on 395.
They love it.
I can semi-understand it if you're not from here. You flew in from Tokyo or you're from Berlin and you're an international tourist. Somebody tells you, hey, go down and see the cherry blossoms. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I can understand those people being there.
Mm-hmm. The locals?
I can't understand our locals that would waste an entire Saturday or Sunday fighting crowds to go see a flowering tree that you could see in almost any other suburban neighborhood in the D.C. metro area.
I was going to say, are those legit cherry blossoms that I'll see in other neighborhoods?
They look like it.
They may not be the real McCoy, but they're close enough. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. I think a dogwood tree looks a lot like a cherry blossom tree.
Any sort of flowering tree at this point, to me, I think it's a borderline like cherry blossom tree.
Can I ask a question?
I think it's also the fact that, look, I understand they're coming to look at the trees.
Yes.
But it's on the water.
I understand.
You got all the monuments You can take a picture. You can take a picture with the monument behind you.
All right.
So everyone loves it.
So what I'm saying is it's fine for tourists. If you're an out-of-towner and you want to come down and see the sights, and cherry blossoms are part of that.
Yep,
that's cool. But if you live in Herndon,
I agree.
You're going to drive down into D.C. and deal with that.
Well, do you know how long it's going to take you to drive into D.C.
hours
on a Saturday?
Hours upon hours.
I have a basic question, and I swear to God, I'm not lying. I've lived here for 52 years. Okay, out of 55, 52 years I've lived here.
Yeah.
What color are they? Are they white? Are they pink?
They're pinkish.
Red?
I think they can.
Because they're white.
They're differing colors as they get to peak bloom. But I think
they can be any of those colors.
When they're really popping, the cherry blossoms are pink, to my knowledge.
Is that okay? That makes sense. But the ones I often see are white.
What do you mean the ones you see?
I don't think those are full on cherry blossoms.
Okay. But they're close cheap imitation.
Yeah.
Just around town, anywhere.
Those are close enough.
Yeah. It looks like a cherry blossom, but it's white.
Right.
But I mean, it's a white blossom.
I don't know what that tree is.
Probably a dogwood.
That's a dogwood? Yeah. I don't know anything about it. I only like azaleas because of Augusta.
Yeah. Well,
that's all you care about.
That's the only flower I care about. I just don't know. I'm ignorant. Okay, so the cherry blossoms are generally pink.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. If you're local, call us now at 800-636-1067, and you brave the crowds to go down to see the cherry blossoms. My simple question is, why on earth would you do that?
Like, it's not our thing.
People love it. I have some weird flower in my backyard, and my mom was sitting out there in the backyard last week, and she's like, look at that, whatever.
Chrysanthemum.
Yeah, I think it was. Is it yellow?
Oh, I don't know. Daffodil. I don't know.
No, it wasn't a daffodil. I think it might have.
I don't know.
It might have been what you said.
Tulip.
No, it wasn't a tulip. Might have been a And I just looked at it, and I went, yeah? I said, isn't that beautiful? And I went, didn't even notice it until you said
it. I mean, my wife was stunned. Like, we were taking a walk. I think this is last year. Like, probably around this time last year. And I was like, oh, I pointed out, oh, it's a pretty yellow flower. She's like, you don't know the name of this flower? And I was like, no, how would I know the name of the flower? To me, it's just a flower. It's a yellow flower, or it's a purple flower, or a red flower. Like, I mean, I should know, like, certain flower outside of like a rose or
I
like
know a rose, a daffodil.
I know a rose. I know a black-eyed Susan when I see it.
I would know that.
I know a tulip.
You think I would know a tulip?
You know, but all 18 holes of the Masters are named after flowers, right?
Yeah, but I don't know them.
The only one I know is the Masters.
The only thing I know is azaleas.
You don't know flowering crab apple?
I mean, I've heard of
fire thorn, holly.
Yeah, but could you identify them?
He likes to flex on knowing every single hole.
I know, but I couldn't identify those. Like, sure, I've heard of them.
Yeah, but if you could identify a holly.
I couldn't.
So I think my response to my wife was, you could ask me who the fourth wide receiver is on the Buffalo Bills, and I can tell you who that person is, but I can't tell you what a rhododendron, I think, is a type. I think that's a type of flower.
No one should know that.
Guys are just not going to know that.
Yeah.
We know flowers by their color, not the actual real name of the flower.
I actually thought cherry blossoms were white, but that doesn't make any sense.
Now,
but that's
no,
what I thought.
This may be
hypocritical, but I do like all of the cherry blossom variations from the local sports teams. Like, if the Caps have the Skrigal with a bunch of cherry blossoms around it,
yeah, you love. Cool. So you love the unis.
I'm cool with the, like, when the Nats broke out their City Connects with the cherry blossoms.
No, they were very cool.
Those were amazing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't need to block off one day of what's left of my life to fight with a million people, literally a million people, that are clogging up downtown D.C.
I'm telling you, when we leave,
go see the blossoms.
You don't go that way.
I don't.
But if you were going, let's just say you were going to the GW Parkway entrance,
mm-hmm.
you would see a line of cars at 10:15 in the morning.
How about
waiting to get in there?
I'm convinced I take the least scenic route home.
You probably do.
From here. Because I go down M Street, I hop on 395 or 695, and I take the B-Dub Parkway.
Yep.
All the B-Dub Parkway is right around Kenilworth Avenue, strewn with trash on both sides of the road. I mean, old folding tables, a beat-up tire.
Really?
Just trash everywhere. There's nothing scenic about my drive home whatsoever.
Not much scenic that
nothing.
Way.
Nothing.
All right, let's bring up some of these calls. Cakes, you want to know from people that are local that go?
Yeah, I just
let's go to Tim.
These people amaze me.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
You know there's college basketball on this past weekend.
Don't attack them. We asked him to call.
I'm just asking.
All right, let me comment. I've lived here for 30 years. I live in Bailey's Crossroads, so not too far over the river. I was at the Tidal Basin at 6:30 a.m. To my knowledge, there's no game zone then.
Yeah.
And the thing about it that attracts the locals as well as the tourists, if you guys go, you would know what I mean. It's so encapsulating. You have the volume of the trees. And also, I get a kick, really, of, I mean, it's crowded. If you don't like crowds, then maybe not the place.
Yeah.
And I've got so many photos over the years that I took two photos last Saturday. But if you go down there at some point in the morning and you just feel immersed, it's hard to leave. That's about the only way I can describe
it's
it.
It's just beautiful.
As a local that continues to go every year at usually 6 or 6:30.
Are you an amateur, like a real photographer, or are you like an iPhone photographer?
I'm an iPhone and I have a Canon, so I take some good shots. I always get like the Jefferson Memorial in the background. And but it's really about the experience. It's not about taking photos anymore for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but
gotcha.
He just likes being there and being part of sound of it.
Doesn't it take forever to get down there and get out of there?
I live in Bailey's Crossroads. So 395 was crowded, but not a parking lot. And I parked. I know where to park, so I parked over by one of the Smithsonian buildings and took a scooter over to the tidal basin. Got inside there for about maybe an hour, and I left.
Hmm.
Well, I guess if
and
you
later
got...
in the day, I know it was like 3 hours to get in. So I just know what to do.
So if you get there early, okay, I got you.
3 hours Absolutely. To get in.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
It took me 15 minutes. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
What would you wait 3 hours to get in for anywhere?
Ooh.
3 hours?
What would you wait? He said, like, at the peak of it.
Just to wait in line?
Took three hours to get down
probably
nothing. The tidal basin.
Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly.
Correct.
Why is my mom calling me?
That's just a waste of 3 hours of your life.
Correct.
Should I get this? This is my mom calling me. Hold on.
I mean, let me get sure.
It. Probably.
Hold on.
Could be serious. Could be an emergency.
Mom? Why are you calling me? I'm working.
We've shared our flower conversation.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Bye. Okay. Love you. Bye. She said it was a forsythia.
She's listening.
She's listening. It wasn't a whatever you said. Chrysanthemum. She said it's a forsythia or whatever.
I mean, again.
Do you know what that is? You ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't, like, if you showed me a picture of it, I couldn't identify it, but right. I've heard the term.
All right, let's go to Randy. Randy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up,
hey,
Randy? Good.
Yeah, I'm from Southern Maryland. Yeah, I take my boys down there. Typically every spring they want to go down. They're a little bit older now, 16 and 21, but we still like doing it.
Uh-huh.
But we'll hop on the metro and go in, and we rent the bikes and kind of ride around. It's pretty easy to get away. Now, it was a little busy this weekend, but we kind of make a day of it, do that, and then catch the games on the back end.
It's worth it. And then
you ride around, though. You're not just standing in one spot looking at the tree.
We cruised up the waterfront, up to Georgetown, cut back through the middle. Yeah, it was a good time.
Are they like electric bikes that you're using? Electric?
No, you can get electric bikes. Yeah. You can do the electric, but just regular bikes. They got the racks all over town.
Gotcha.
You load the app, and it cost us like $6-$8 right around for a couple hours, and then got out.
Right. See, the difference between the all four right, of you. Us, because we're all pretty much the same, and the callers is, besides maybe the beach, we don't really appreciate scenery. You know what I mean? Like, my dad used to want to go on rides in the Shenandoah mm-hmm. and just appreciate the mountains.
You know what I like to
you
do?
Know what I mean?
I like to go to Best Buy and look at the big TVs.
Right.
I like to just be at home. That's what I like.
I like to just look at the big screen.
I got to be honest. If I asked my wife to go down, first of all, she'd be floored if I asked her to go. But she would go in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
My wife would love to do that.
Wives like that stuff.
They love that stuff.
Sure.
I don't know why.
You know what?
It's in their DNA.
But you don't.
I don't. She can go down whenever she wants.
Right.
But I'm not going to go.
Yeah, you'll meet her there.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk Final Four in the state of Maryland hoops with Randolph Childress from the ACC Network.